Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. All right. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Hi. It's so good to be with you again. It's been a minute.
It's been 3 years. Like, Rachel, you were early podcasting author interviews. You were early adopter. I'm so glad to chat with you 3 years later. And a lot has changed.
The world has gone through a lot of things. And here we are.
So tell us what you've been up to.
Oh my goodness. Well, I've written a couple books. I moved to a cute, small little island. I've started a garden and I got a puppy. So lots of domestic things. I'm growing squash and learning how to be a puppy mom.
All right. What kind of puppy do you have now?
Oh my gosh. He's a Cavachon, which is a Cavalier mixed with a Bichon. And so it's basically just like the sweetest, quietest little, he's basically a pillow with a pulse. Essentially. And he's black and white and his name is Cosmo and he's really cute. He just got a haircut yesterday and now he looks like the luck dragon from the Neverending Story. Oh my God. It's ridiculous. Oh. Yeah. So we're having fun. And then I'm just writing. We're on this island. And it's a great spot. So I just turned in book number 5 to my editor and we're about to release The Magic of Lemon Drop Pie into the world, which I'm so excited about. It's my favorite of all the books I've written so far. And so yeah, life's fun. Books and puppies and gardens.
I love this. So what's your writing looks like now? You know, now that you have moved and you have gone through a pandemic and or we're still going through, but you know, not saying here nor there, but what's your writing life looks like now and it looked like before?
Well, for the first time I have an office. So that's exciting with a view of water, which is even more exciting and kind of distracting actually, because I, honest to goodness, I wrote part of The Enlightenment of Bees in my basement looking at a water boiler, like because I had really young kids and that was the only place I could go that was quiet. And so now it's amazing. I have a whole room that is dedicated to books and I'm decorating it. So I bought fun decoration pillows and a daybed that looks out the window. And I'm like a cat. I write on a daybed instead of a normal desk, like a normal person. And so I'm just writing books, looking out the window, enjoying my decorative pillows. That's basically what my writing life looks like now.
I love this. So let's chat about The Magic of Lemon Drop Pie. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Okay. The elevator pitch is that Lolly Blanchard is a pie maker. And 10 years before the story opens, she has given up everything, including an engagement ring and her dream job in England after the unexpected death of her mother. She goes back to Seattle and she takes care of her father, her younger sister, and tries to keep their struggling diner afloat. And then 10 years later, she is given the magical second chance to redo her 3 biggest regrets in life. She gets a chance to live 3 days as though she'd made different choices all those years before. And the question is, can she manage to regain the life that she still longs for and the love of the man that she just can't quite seem to forget?
There we go. So what came first? Like, what idea? Did Lolly came first or the idea came first? Like, which, you know, how did the story... What was the seed of the story?
The seed of the story was I was on an airplane back from Nashville from my former publisher, and I was sitting and thinking of story ideas. I'd been with a bunch of authors and we've been talking about different ideas. And one of my author friends had challenged me and just said, hey, think about another story idea while you're on your way home. And so I was on the airplane and the question really was, what if you could redo your biggest regrets in life? And that idea just really caught me. And so I scribbled it on this Delta Airlines cocktail drinks napkin. And, what if you could have a chance to redo the 3 biggest regrets of your life? And I didn't want it to be like going back in time and redoing things. I just thought, what would it look like if we made different choices, and we could see what our life would have turned out as had if we'd followed different paths. And so that was the seed of the story. And then Lolly kind of grew from there. And Lolly's aunt Gert, who everybody will meet, is a real character based on my own great aunt. And she's kind of Lolly's guide through all of this. She's the one that gives her the lemon drops and allows her to have these 3 days to explore her other choices. But at the heart of it, it's really about making lemonade out of lemons, out of the lemons that life gives us. And I wrote this during the pandemic in 2020 under lockdown in Seattle. And so I wrote it first as an escape from, you know, the real life of hard lockdowns and COVID. But what came out of it was this idea that we cannot change the past. We can only move forward and try to make the best life with what we've been given. And I think that's a story and a narrative and a theme that will probably really resonate with a lot of people, because we're all facing a life that we didn't anticipate a few years ago.
Yeah, a lot has changed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, I don't know, like I thought my life was going to look one way, and then like, boom, we had this, boom, we got that. And well, life looks very different, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think we're all asking the question kind of universally, like, how do we make a good life out of the lemons that we've been given? How do we make lemonade, and how do we make this the best it can be when it's not what we expected?
Yeah. Oh, this is, I think this is a perfect book to read, you know, so it's probably an escape at the same time. Good questions and good ways to start thinking about, like, you know, for your own life, like how does it apply to you? So
I
think it's like, it's a mix of escape, you know, but seeing them like, oh, I can apply this to my life, you know?
Yes. And that's the kind of story I love. I love it where it's a wonderful story that you jump into and then you come away feeling like, oh, you're feeling uplifted or inspired or encouraged, or like you've walked away with a little nugget of something that can help transform your life in some small way. And so that's what I really hope for. And that's what I hope for in books I read and that I write.
I love this. All right. So talk to us about book 5. What can we expect?
Oh, it's so fun. Okay. The teaser. So I haven't talked about this with anybody. This, you are getting like the first scoop. Partly set in Paris, partly set on San Juan Island, about a French trained chef who loses her job, her boyfriend, and her sense of taste, and goes back to the island to reconnect with the mother who left when she was 3 and her try to regain her own spark in the kitchen.
So are you a cook, a home cook? Or?
Yes. I grew up in this Italian Midwestern family that's completely obsessed with food. Everything revolves around food. Yeah. I grew up cooking in the kitchen from the time I could hold a spoon with my mother and my grandmother, who I grew up with. And so I love to cook. I love the actual act of cooking, but I love to feed people. And I love what happens around food. I love how it builds community. I love how people come together. I love how relationships are built, and you just kind of do life together around a table. So yes, I love food. I always have food themes. I didn't set out to do that. And my first editor actually was just like, look, you're always writing about food anyway. Why don't you just make it a feature? Because obviously food is important to you. So I was like, that's a great idea. So I did.
That's a great idea. And I think it's solid, so honestly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause I mean, we all love food. Everybody eats, everybody loves food. So yeah.
Yeah. And it's something unique about it. I feel like it's something to just say, it's nostalgic, and at the same time, it's like exploring and exotic, and you can get out of your comfort zone. So food can transport you to different places, and can transport you back to your childhood, but it can also transport you to a different locale. By just doing a different recipe, you know?
Yes, exactly. And honestly, okay, I have to tell you. So in The Magic of Lemon Drop Pie, my editor was like, hey, would you be willing to create a recipe for lemon drop pie that we can put in the back of the book? And so I was like, I'm up for a challenge. I've never made a meringue pie, but how kind of hard can it be? And so there were some duds. There were a few things that did not go well. There were a lot of lemons squeezed, but in the end, I came up with a really delicious lemon drop pie recipe. So it's in the back and it's good and it's not hard. I managed to do it, and it's really fun. So you could actually have the real lemon drop pie.
I love this. And yes, I love books that have a recipe.
I do too. I know. I was like, oh, okay, I'm up for that. I can make a lemon drop pie. Sure. No problem. We got there in the end.
I love this. Awesome. So let's talk some book recommendations. See, how many books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh my gosh. Yes. My only problem was narrowing it down. When you told me I could have 3 to 5, I was like, how do I choose? Okay. So I decided to go with the theme of positive reads to brighten your day. And because that's what I look for, I read across different genres, but I always want them to feel life affirming in some way and feel like somehow they've added something good to me. And so if it is a total bummer from beginning to end, then I feel kind of ripped off and like, oh, I wanted something that made my life feel better. So I have women's, I'm going to tell you, I took some from different categories. So one of the ones, so positive reads to brighten your day, I would recommend The Restoration of Celia Fairchild by Marie Bostwick. I love that one. Home renovation woman. She's an advice columnist whose whole life falls apart. She goes to renovate her aunt, her hoarder aunt's historic home in Charleston. Also great food, great sense of community, and wonderful story about a woman kind of renovating her life at the same time. So loved that one, The Restoration of Celia Fairchild. Then The Flat Share by Beth O'Leary. I love a good rom-com. And I just thought that one had so much heart. I loved the main characters. I loved how they fell in love over post-it notes. Mm-hmm. And I thought that one was so sweet and original and really hit all the wonderful rom-com boxes. Another one that I just finished over vacation was Angels of the Pacific by Elise Hooper. And that's a historical and about based on the real life story of the nurses who were in the Bataan prison camps in the Philippines in World War II. Amazing bravery, beautifully told story, very uplifting, some hard content because World War II prison camp, but just remarkably well told. So The Angels of the Pacific by Elise Hooper. And it's about the bravery of the Filipino people who helped keep alive so many of these American service people and keep alive the nurses too. So loved that. And then anything by Catherine Center. She's one of my go-tos. I love her. And I particularly enjoyed How to Walk Away, about what happens when things do not go according to plan and you lose very important things in life. How do you create a good life and find love in spite of that? So How to Walk Away by Catherine Center. And then I finally got around to reading A Man Named Ova by Frederick Bachman. And loved it so much, I turned over in bed and just handed it to my husband. I was like, start this immediately. You have to read this immediately. But just, I love the curmudgeon who finds community and finds a reason to live. I just thought it was brilliant and wonderful. So those are my positive reads to brighten your day.
I love these recommendations. I love the fact there's some community, there's some like connections. It's all about connections with other people, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. You hit it. You hit that theme on the right on the head. That is correct.
I love this. So tell us where you can find you online.
Okay. So you can find me on Instagram at, I think it's Rachel Linden_writer. And also you can find me at the 10-minute book talk. So I have with two other bestselling authors, I have a little 10-minute author interview show. And it's really fun. It's 10 minutes a week. And we just talk about new books. And books we love. So it's fun. The 10-minute book talk and author Rachel Linden, and then our Rachel Linden writer. And then I'm also on Facebook. I think that's author Rachel Linden. You'll recognize me. It's my face. So Facebook, Instagram, and I'm not cool enough to do TikTok or Twitter or any of the, I get confused by those. So I'm only doing those two. And you can go to my website, which has been newly redesigned and is lovely, at rachellinden.com. And you can drop me a line in person. I love to hear from readers. So people can email me through the website and I will respond.
I love this so much. Thank you, Rachel, for being on the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. It is a joy to be back.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourneextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. The Watch Runex podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Runex podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchrunexblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.